We love seeing Wisconsinites chase their dreams on the national stage.
Taylor Allman is another college track star who's made it to the national final.
A three-time Big Ten pole vault champ.
The Wisconsin native vaulted past lunatic ledges and raced across log runner.
Former UW-Madison pole vaulter, lifelong Wisconsinite Taylor Allman grew up in Heartland. She's competing in her fifth season of NBC's American Ninja Warrior, where contestants make their way across a really difficult and unpredictable obstacle course.
Last month, we learned that she made it to the semifinals.
She joined us now for a look at her athletic career and what it takes to make it across those ninja courses. Taylor, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, congrats on advancing to the semifinals this time around. How good does that feel?
It feels amazing. I work really hard for it. I've been, like you said, an athlete my whole life, and it's really cool to keep going and keep putting myself out there and see how well I can do each time.
You've done gymnastics. You've done pole vaulting, of course, at UW. How much did the skills and the experiences you gained there help you prepare for something like American Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I feel like I've been training my whole life, but I didn't know it. I started gymnastics when I was 4 years old, and one thing kind of led to the next, and I got to high school, and all those skills translated really well to pole vaulting. Ended up being really good at that, and then when I tried Ninja Warrior for the first time, I feel like all the strength and body awareness and coordination and flexibility all kind of came together, and training specifically for it, going to a ninja gym helps a ton, so just getting on those obstacles, swinging around, doing pull-ups and kind of balance type obstacles too.
What is it about the Ninja Warriors show that appeals to you? Because this is not your first go around. You first did it with a college team back in 2016. You've been back a bunch of times since. What is it that makes you appreciate this challenge?
I just love competing in general, but the ninja community is just so nice. It's really cool to meet people from all over and kind of travel around and train with them. It's cool to see everyone's stories because everyone comes from a different background. Unlike gymnastics and pole vaulting, I feel like they're kind of similar backgrounds, but ninjas can be from whole different backgrounds of like climbers or maybe not even athletes at all. There's been football players, just really random things. So it's really cool to see.
What is in your mind at that moment as a lifelong athlete? What are you thinking to brace yourself, prepare yourself to run that course?
Yeah, I mean, you can only get ready so much because you don't know what to expect out there. You can train every single day at your local ninja gyms and you don't know what obstacles they're going to throw at you when you get out there. And when you get out there, you don't get to try the obstacles beforehand. So you get to watch a tester go through. And then if you're first in the order, you go first. If you're last, you get to watch competitors do it first. But yeah, you get up there and you're just hoping for the best.
Now, I got to say, watching, it looks pretty hard to me. And my guess is it's harder than it looks, even as hard as it looks to begin with. Can you give us a sense of just, you know, even for an athlete, how tough these courses are?
They are really tough. I mean, mentally and physically, because not knowing what to expect, you don't know how it's going to feel either until you're actually doing it. So it's definitely challenging. Some of the obstacles they bring back from prior years, so you can get lucky in that way if you've done it before, but most of them are pretty new. So without training it and without touching the obstacle, it's really hard to know how it's going to feel.
We're talking about a Wisconsin participant in the American Ninja Warrior show. You can see that on NBC and Peacock. It is a UW All-American pole vaulter Taylor Allman with us talking about the challenge of being on the show. We got a question from some fans. Taylor, my co-host, kids are big fans of American Ninja Warrior. They had a very specific question. When you fall into the water. They want to know, how cold is the water?
It's very cold, but I feel like you're so nervous and you have so much adrenaline that you don't really notice it, if that makes sense. I do always think about the water before I fall in, before I start the course, worrying that it's like super cold, but I feel like in the moment you just kind of, you hit the water and you don't feel too much.
Now you are from Wisconsin. You're in, I think, Milwaukee now. You went to UW-Madison. Do you have a feeling like, hey, I'm representing Wisconsin on this national stage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I run into people often and they're like, oh my gosh, you're the Wisconsin Ninja. So it's really cool to represent Wisconsin.
I want to talk a little bit about your career in pole vaulting. When you mentioned you'd had the gymnastics background, pole vaulting is not, I think, at the top of everybody's list of sports they're going to try, of events they're going to try. What was it about that event that grabbed you?
Yeah, it was very random. My sister tried pole vaulting, and a few of the girls that went to my club gym were also trying pole vault. They said they wanted to be on the track team but not run. And that's kind of the same boat I was in. It would be nice to try other sports since I've really only done gymnastics my whole life. So I thought track team could be kind of cool. But again, I never have been a runner. So I tried it one day and it just clicked. Like, I feel like it was kind of like riding a bike. Like, I've done it before.
Wow.
And then I kind of started beating all the seniors on the team, and I was just a freshman, and I just kept getting better and better at it, and it was super fun.
I can't imagine the first vault has got to be kind of a leap of faith, right? I mean, you're going up in the air for the first time. What was that like the first time you went up? And I don't know if you have a bar on the first one or if you're just going onto the mat.
Yeah, it's super gradual. Like, the first time you do it, you don't have a bar or a bungee up, and you kind of just take the pole and run through onto the pit and just kind of land and just kind of go through the motions of it. And then you put the lowest bungee up, 3 feet, maybe 4 feet. And you start with that and you just kind of keep making your way up, and it just starts to feel more natural the more you do it.
And probably everybody's had the dream where they're flying for a little bit. For a few seconds in the vault, you're kind of flying. What is that like? What does that feel like?
It's a wild feeling, but it is really quick. It's really funny. At one point in my college career, I'm like, are my eyes open when I'm doing this? Like, I didn't even know if I have my eyes open or closed. Like, it just happens so fast. But it does feel really good. Like, once you see that you cleared the bar and then you're kind of just free falling onto the pit, like, it's a really cool feeling.
Now, a lot of people, when they get out of a college athletic career, the question is, you know, what can I do to keep my hand in sports and athletics? Is American Ninja Warrior enough to scratch that athletic itch for you?
It totally does. I was also kind of worried about that, what I was going to do next. I had no idea because I knew I wasn't going to keep pole vaulting, and it's not something you can just pick up after a few months and just get back into it. Just super fun to have something to keep training for.
Now, for maybe younger people listening who might want to broaden their athletic horizons but might not want to go into something like pole vaulting or American, or maybe it hasn't crossed the radar, can you give some words of encouragement to try something new in the athletic world?
Yeah, I think trying something new is a really great idea. I feel like I did that along the way with everything, and you never know what you're going to be good at unless you try something new. And I know a lot of young kids are trying ninja instead of gymnastics nowadays, just because it's less expensive, less time commitment, and it's less scary, I would say. But I feel like, yeah, it'd be fun for everyone to try. You're kind of just, it's kind of like a little playground, like you're swinging around on monkey bars and fun things that kids like to do.
All right. And do you want to give a shout out to Wisconsin and invite them to watch you on American Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what day I'm going to be on, but keep an eye on my Instagram and my Facebook page. I'll post when I'll be on next. But yeah, it'd be cool to have all my Wisconsin fans watching.
Taylor, thanks. And you've done Wisconsin proud.
Thank you so much.
That's Taylor Ahman, Wisconsinite, a UW-Madison pole vaulting champion and semifinalist in the current season of American Ninja Warrior. To see if she made this year's finals, you can catch new episodes Mondays on NBC or stream starting on Tuesdays on Peacock.
Thank you.